My goodness gracious, if it isn't the third Rambo movie. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadang.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska 3.
And we hate movies. Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in. As always, this week, the summer blockbuster extravaganza rolls on as we're talking about Rambo 3 from 1988, directed by Peter MacDonald. But by the way, you catch this shit in the trivia? According to the Tribune reporting, director Russ Mulcahy of Highlander fame
was straight up fucking fired
from this movie. And you know what? Yeah, it would have been a better movie.
And along with three cinematographers?
Yeah, you got to get them out.
That's crazy. So they ended up with a camera operator, first-time guy in the seat.
Well, Stallone had a quote about this. You hear about this?
Oh, I did not hear this.
Sylvester Stallone says, referring specifically to the people getting fired, the canvas of this movie is so large that you have to constantly think 10 scenes ahead.
Oh, yeah.
You can't wing it.
Yeah.
They didn't go into the Battle of Waterloo not knowing what their strategy would be.
They lost.
This movie is kind of like cinematic warfare. We have a huge cast and crew, more than 250 people, and tough locations to deal with. Everyone and everything has to coordinate.
And much like warfare, I'm taking just a shit ton of cocaine right now.
No, it's steroids.
And much like warfare, only one guy does it all.
Wait, how in the world are you bringing up steroids comparatively?
Well, no, but I mean, like, this was just good old-fashioned anabolic steroids. Like, you can get that at a mom-and-pop store.
But is this just like a trick of the eye? In other words, like, I am so used to watching, like... Yes. Sylvester Stallone had like a cow sewn inside of his body.
Yeah.
I look at this guy and I'm like, look at that tiny, nimble little fucker.
Well, right now it looks like if you were to take a pin to him, he would pop.
Yes.
Like, it's still
especially
that look.
In that Rambo 2008 or whatever it was, which by the way, patreon.com/wehatemovies.
That's Rambo's monster.
Yeah. Rambo's monster.
I think it's a joke that I make on that too. By the way, another quote from this production. Peter MacDonald said, I tried very hard to change the Rambo character a bit and make him a more vulnerable and humorous person. I failed totally.
That is a person who's honest with themselves.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I respect that.
Failed because he did that and it was a bad idea?
No, I just think he failed. He wanted to infuse humor or something into this movie and none of it happened.
He tried to change things. Things didn't change. Mm.
If I could change, and you could change, then maybe we could all change.
That was the setup.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's my question, though. When the fuck did Rocky IV come out?
I mean, that's an easy question to answer.
Is it really? Well, while you're looking it up, I want to share my favorite piece of IMDb Tribune trivia for this movie.
Nice.
I don't know if you guys read this, but...
85, by the way. Rocky IV, 85.
85.
I'm going to steal my thunder right there. I don't know if you guys read this, but
sure.
Rambo's horse was also the horse of Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade.
I did see that. And my question
is,
how does somebody know that? Because I stayed till these end
credits.
I'll tell you. There's no horses credited.
Oh, yeah? Well, you probably bought horse semen from a guy that said that was from that horse. And people buy horse semen all the time.
That's
true. Yeah.
Well, it's a big deal on the black market.
They jack them off.
It came out the year after Last Crusade did. It came out the year after this came out.
88.
So you think like Spielberg was just like kind of down in the dumps. He's like, I think we're gonna have to cut the horse scene. I've looked at 1,000 horses today. 1,500 horses at least came into my
office. I could sell you horse cum. Mr. Spielberg, you want some horse cum?
No. Wait a second. So this movie was 88, and Last Crusade is 89, is what you're saying.
Yes.
This is why I think this is bullshit.
What?
Or horse shit. This being the same horse, because there's no fucking way this horse made it out of Rambo 3 alive. Are you kidding me? No, sir.
Well, somebody was like, Spielberg was like,
wow, I love that horse. Remember the, oh, yeah. Yeah, here it is. It's, hey, look, everybody. It's the horse from Rambo 3.
Now we got to go back and watch Last Crusade and see if that horse looks like it got a paint job. I refuse to believe that horse made it out of this production alive.
I mean, Spielberg might have been like going to the movies and he's like, I need a horse for this. Who's that young horse in this movie?
He's got Moxie. Young horse.
Yeah.
So he's doing all sorts of horse cocaine. And like,
yes.
The late 80s was this horse's boom. Then it's just sort of
actual
all sort
Bojack of, Horseman.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, like,
cutting up hay with a credit card.
He came in totally blitzed out of his mind to the City Slickers audition.
Oh, shit.
And
oh,
Billy yeah, Crystal's like, all right, well, this horse is just, if he's not going to take things seriously, I can't act at this.
All right, horse, how about this? I am going to do my blackface jazz singer character, and you tell me if it's hilarious or not. Oh, that horse said I'm not funny.
Mercy, I got fired from the killing fields.
Billy, fire that horse. I'll play the horse. Get on my back. Somebody, ride Bruno Kirby around.
Scab! Scab!
So this movie, Steve Zadak, it gets a little tricky in this day and age. What is this movie about?
It's after the events of Rambo 2. Rambo, now that he has a presidential pardon in his back pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
We should backtrack for a second. Sorry. Yeah. In Rambo 2, he is indeed sent back to Vietnam.
Sure.
Yes.
Boy, ain't that a kick in the head.
No, to finally win it for us. We're going to do it. We're going to do it, folks. Here we go.
And is Troutman responsible for that order?
Yeah, of course. Yes, he's always fucking moving this guy around. Right. Like a chess piece.
I didn't get a chance to rewatch, so I just want to make sure.
But
sold them out to the guy who gets filleted in Silence of the Lambs.
What guy who gets filleted?
Charles Napier.
Charles Napier.
Charles Napier, of course.
He's the sleazeball in that one.
That's Jim Pembry up there, goddammit! Talk to him!
welcome back to Talking to Jim Pembry.
doesn't seem is your face still cut off? Okay, great.
No. So Rambo is living the quiet life in Thailand, quiet-ish. And
living the quiet life in Thailand, by the way.
Except for those sequences where he does the only God forgives fighting. But
he gets approached by Troutman, who's like, hey, look, I'm going to Afghanistan. You'd be great there. It's going to be a really great time.
They would love you in Afghanistan.
He gets kidnapped and Rambo has to save him.
Right.
And basically the Soviets are the enemies because back at 89 or back in the late 80s, there was some conflicts there.
You don't say.
Yes. Welcome back to really bad history.
Right. And this whole thing is like Rambo is fighting for the Mujahideen who would eventually, I guess, form into... No, I'm not too sure.
A fun boy band known as the Taliban.
Yes. And Osama bin Laden received CIA training during these events of this film.
Yeah, well,
not on the set.
Well, he's right next to the horse.
Here's this young whippersnapper named Osama bin Laden.
This kid's going somewhere.
Yeah, he played the horse in Rambo 3 and Last Crusade.
Harrison Ford has been on this very same Osama.
Now, to just be correct about all
of this. Yes, because I'm just guesstimating.
No, you were pretty much correct. The Taliban, which formed in the early 1990s, was a portion of the Mujahideen.
Yeah.
So not all the rebel fighters
possibly
pictured in this film.
So it's like
characters.
Early
90s,
so it's like more. It's like New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, a little bit closer to that, right. I guess.
Yes, but they
not
were,
quite a Backstreet Boys.
No, that's Al Qaeda.
Yeah.
Right, but yeah, so the Mujahideen, for those interested or unaware, were the Islamic fighters that were resisting the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan.
Which was thought to be a good time at the time, you know, but now we know better. It's 2018, and now we all realize that the Soviet Union should have won every conflict.
Yes, of course. Well, I mean, that's the one thing I am pissed off about is this makes me really hate Charlie Wilson's war because I wish they had talked about Rambo's doings
during
Charlie Wilson.
Oh, they should have recognized Rambo.
John
Man.
Rambo, like, again, getting the shaft.
Like Hoffman is like also, yeah, okay, I'm also coordinating this Rambo thing.
I got a guy over there named John Rambo, and you're not showing him any respect.
Hey, Kevin, you remember that time you went as Foffman's character from that movie, yes, for Halloween, and it's one of the lamest things
thinking
I've ever seen
outside
in my life.
The box.
You were just wearing a jacket. You're like, hey, this is me wearing a... You didn't even shave.
He did shave. There was a mustache involved, and he put on a pair of sunglasses, Steve, so aren't you embarrassed?
Yes. So shut the fuck up.
You're right. You're right. Well, you're right.
Halloween costumes, you have quite a flair for it.
So we do open it. This movie, by the way, is heavily... I don't even know what we could do comedically. This movie was so heavily lampooned in Hot Shots Part Deux.
That's true.
The earth was salted.
Yes.
It's like that. MacGruber took a stab at this movie. We're just talking about that. When Troutman goes with Kurtwood Smith, we should say, by the way.
Mm-hmm. What a Kurtwood tease. A tease. I'm like, the second he came in, I wrote down a note because I've never seen this before. I was like, he's crooked. I was just like, I guarantee you at the end, he's crooked.
I wrote down, where's the cocaine?
Yeah.
Kurtwood Smith.
Just off screen.
He is looking unusually excited in this movie.
Well, he's now Troutman's like the military guy, and he's like the black ops CIA dude.
Yeah, he's making the deals. I thought he was
like Betsy DeVos's brother.
No, I don't think the American government...
Eric Evil Soul or whatever that guy's name is.
I think the American government at the time was a little bit above hiring mercenaries, unlike they are now.
Yeah.
No, this guy was...
He works for the company.
Yes. And he was just like, you think you could fly, Osama?
Because we'll teach you.
Yeah. Landing, not so much.
You want guns? We got guns. We'll give you guns. Rocket launcher, you got it.
Technical skills, we know you're going to need that.
So, yeah, he goes, they both approach Rambo in Thailand. They do see him engage in some stick fighting, which is a fun sequence.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he looks like fucking Nightwing with these sticks.
Yeah, it's
this
fun.
Shot is actually kind of awesome because it's like, before the big like Rambo reveal, he's leaning down. He's got his like face to the ground and whatnot, and he takes these two like devil sticks or whatever, and like clanks them on the ground and stands up. I thought a lion roar was about to happen. It does not, but it's like this close to a lion roar, and he starts fighting this dude. And there's gambling involved because, of course, there is. And it's kind of great because, like most scenes in this movie or sequences, this lasts way too long. Like, this fucking stick fight goes on for at least, like, 5 to 6 minutes of this movie. And they keep cutting back to the same reaction shots of Troutman and the other guy, Kurtwood Smith, just, like, watching Rambo do this. Well, same reaction shots.
It's got a Patriot Super Bowl thing going on here where you have to think for a little bit he might not win. You have to believe that a little bit before he actually fucking tears off and actually kicks their ass.
My muscle deflated.
But what's great, Rambo eventually, of course, defeats this dude. He gets down.
I was just imagining all this shouting because, you know, it's a very loud fight.
Yeah.
And like it's Kurtwood Smith and Troutman, and Troutman's like, nah, nah, nah. And he's like, what? I said, imagine him doing that on a horse.
Okay.
No, it'll be great. Send him to Afghanistan.
No, it's this. It's this. But he's on a horse, and he's in the desert.
Troutman, you know we're here to kill him, right?
That's the teaser trailer. It's just them talking about that.
We need a guy. He'll look a lot like what he's doing right now, but picture him on a horse doing it.
He needs to look like 12 guys.
He does look like 12 guys.
He kind of does. So, no, I was just saying that...
I fucked it up.
Fuck my face. What was I saying? Oh, it's just that... So Rambo beats this dude.
Yeah.
He wins. And then classy John Rambo move helps the guy up. Instead of what I kind of remembered happening. False memory. I was saying to my wife actually last night, the last time I'd seen this movie before last night was somewhere around when Spike TV was still called TNN.
Sure.
So when the Paramount Network was still called TNN.
What did TNN stand for?
The National Network.
Holy shit, what the fuck was that?
It was basically Spike TV.
Gross.
With less reality shows.
Weird.
It was just TV for dads.
And you watched Rambo 3.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened?
Then 30 years later or whatever, I watched it on Amazon Rental, and I had a strong memory of Rambo fucking putting a stick through this guy's skull, but he helps him up.
Well, there's this moment where the guy's like, am I gonna die in a stick fight? And Rambo's like, maybe you will. And they're like, no, I'm just joshing you, bro. Good game. Good stick fight, dude.
It's cool, man. Also, we're the only two white guys in this village, and as such, we will always be the two stick fighters.
Well, I was wondering, are they buddies? Because at the end, they're like, yeah, man, pretty good.
Well, it's like going to work. You know, it's like, all right, man, I'm gonna clock out. Now, you wanna go get a beer? Yeah, sorry, I accidentally punched you in the balls. I know that's against the rules.
Well, no, he does a nut suplex, by the way.
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah. Oh, holy nice. Shit, that looks harmful.
So right after the fight, they track Rambo down to this village where he's working in a monastery. Of course, you know, make it up mends for
this
blah,
is
blah,
the,
blah.
This is the MacGruber part.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like line for line. I think MacGruber just did it line for line.
Pretty great.
It's amazing.
Hilarious thing in this, so they go into this village and Kurtwood Smith has a picture of Sylvester Stallone as Rambo, and I say it that way because it's clearly just a promotional video or photograph rather from like First Blood or some shit.
We got to talk about the trajectory. First Blood's a real movie, like
yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah,
it's like an action drama, higher on the drama than on the action.
Absolutely.
Too.
And he's fighting the real world bad guys in that, the American police.
That's it's yes. Like Coming Home mixed with Predator. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's what Rambo is, and it's great. Or First Blood, I should say.
You couldn't make that movie today. That's how like politically out there it could not make that today.
Because he's kind of the villain too. Like he's like a mix. Like you know what I mean? Like yeah, Dennehy's in the wrong, but he's in the wrong too.
It's because a complex narrative, which is unheard of for a Rambo ever since.
And then the second one, which is the best title of any movie, which is First Blood. No, so Rambo dumb. : First Blood 2.
Yes,
First Blood Part 2. Classing
crazy.
It the fuck up.
Which actually makes me rethink my legislation from the Jurassic World episode on Patreon.
Oh, geez, he's already backpedaling, Cabin.
I,
what does
it
say?
I just fucking knew it. That is what he always does.
That is true. We do have a Jurassic World podcast on patreon.com/we.
We have an entire podcast on it?
The podcast episode.
Yes.
But
this don't flip flopper. All right, let's hear this.
In that legislation, I said, you know, everything should always be, you know, you have to put the number in the title or else it doesn't count. You know, none of this bullshit, you know, flashy title business.
Right.
But now, just saying Rambo : First Blood Part 2 just makes me...
Is that the actual title?
Is that exactly the title of the film.
I don't know if there's... I'll check in on the colon part.
Should just be First Blood 2 if we're going to stick to your legislation.
Yes, exactly. That would be better than Rambo. Like, because obviously First Blood, it can't always be a First Blood. They're like, well...
Second Blood, dude.
Second Blood would have been a greater title. Yes.
How stupid does Second Blood
sound?
Dude,
what? That sounds great.
You get... It's 1980 whatever. You walk it. You have a couple of bad beers with your girlfriend there. You take your special lady and you say, 2 for Second Blood, please. Right?
I guess that
would sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. You're right. That does roll off your tongue.
And then you go down to the diner. You have a hamburger sandwich.
Oh, my God. This sounds like a fucking great night.
Mm. All right. First Blood, then Rambo : First Blood Part 2.
That's insane. Yeah.
And the 2.
That's fucking crazy.
The 2 is Roman numerals. Just like we also have in this, Rambo 3.
So it's First 2. First 2. It's stupid as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. First and 2 shouldn't be next to each other.
And then it goes
Rambo 3.
And then goes Rambo 3 and then just Rambo.
Then Rambo.
It should have been called First Blood : Rambo's Revenge. If you're going to do something like that.
How about you don't make the movie? How about that one? How about we stop fantasizing about winning the Vietnam War? How about that? How about we all start doing that now?
This time I'm going to finish it. What's Afghanistan? Is that like Vietnam? Yeah, all right.
Oh, it's
It'll do.
It's going to be the Russians' Vietnam. They do say in this movie, Troutman or someone says that. And then
it's the greatest speech in the world. It's insane.
It's fucking crazy. And then it's going to be their Vietnam. And then, in a few years, we'll forget all that, and we'll make it our Vietnam, too.
That's right.
It's America.
We're
colon,
on top of all of this.
First Blood Part 2, Vietnam 2.
Colon Afghanistan's Revenge.
I was going to say, Andrew, you're misremembering of the guy getting like decapitated. Or what. That might just be because you more recently watched the fourth one. which is the first one where the blood is like really out of control.
That's like technically where the first blood is.
That's techno blood. That's fucking computer blood.
Yeah, a lot of CGI splats.
And that movie's called John Rambo. Right?
No, it's just Rambo.
Just Rambo.
Oh my God, this franchise is so confusing.
They're going to make a new one, I heard.
They are, Rambo 5. Rambo
I'm sure
V.
That'll be called like Rambo John.
Well, part of it was there
Rambo
was supposed
colon
to be
John.
There was supposed to be a television show.
First Blood 7.
There's supposed to be a television show.
Oh, well, really?
About what?
With Sylvester Stallone as Rambo, the continuing adventures.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Well, that's
he starts
okay.
a security firm or something.
Well, but I have to raise David Caruso's son after I murdered him 30 years ago.
After Stallone dropped out, though, I saw an article from like 2 years ago that he dropped out, and it was like... For Rambo still going forward without Stallone. No, haven't heard a peep about
but
it since.
Rambo 5 is on the IMDb, and apparently there's the only piece of trivia is like this may feature a mutant of some kind. Like it takes a sci-fi element.
A mutant?
Or something. Hold on.
What in the ever loving shit?
Wait, are they just being catty about Stallone, you know?
Oh, wow.
Because he got caught with all that
HGBH. He's thinking smart about this one. Maybe he's trying to do a crossover with one of those alien ripoffs that didn't go anywhere, like Leviathan.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
He's trying to get one of those and bring them back up. Then he's a producer. He can be in the next one.
Stallone floated an idea.
Where he plays all the parts.
of a Rambo movie called The Savage Hunt, which introduced a science fiction angle, which would have seen Rambo hunting down an escaped mutant soldier from a military lab.
Nope. Oh. Here's the easiest way to do this. Rambo versus Predator.
Yeah, just do it. Just fucking
yeah.
It's like, right
like,
there.
Gives
we
a
were
shit. Saying on our Lethal Weapon podcast, just mash up franchises.
Exactly.
If that's where we're going, just do it. Just
exactly,
do it.
Dude.
So Troutman gives this impassioned speech to Rambo. He's like, you got to go to Afghanistan. These people need you, blah, blah, blah. And the funny thing is they don't want him to go and because he's such a great murderer, because that's what Rambo's good at.
Yeah.
They're like, we want you to go and investigate. Like, he's fucking Columbo. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, dude, I need Rambo getting his hands dirty. I don't need him being a detective.
Wait, what? No, just one. Wait. Yeah, one more question, please.
Yeah, this is
Where am I?
This is Russell Crowe, not Guy Pearce. You should figure that out before you get everything done.
Great Troutman line here. Or it might be from Kurtwood Smith. One of them goes, I don't know how much you know about Afghanistan. It's like you're talking to John Rambo. The answer is not a thing.
Well, it's just like they just invented Afghanistan. It's like a little place called Afghanistan.
Well, because it's a thing where it's like, they're exposing a pop culture American audience to this country that not many people knew too much about at that point. So it's like, hey, everybody, there's a Soviet satellite nation that's called Afghanistan, and here's the deal.
And but Troutman like goes off with to really give him the hard sell, and he's like, you're always going to be what you're supposed to be. Like, there's a story about this sculptor who
this manipulative shit,
and it's just so weird because it's like. Troutman, and the movie hinges upon Rambo loving Troutman so much and owing Troutman and like blah, blah. But Troutman just thinks this guy's a piece of meat because he's like, we made you. The army and my training made you. Like, there was a sculptor that had a big piece of, a big piece of marble. And he said that he didn't actually mold the marble into the sculpture. The sculpture was always there. He just took away the excess pieces. I took away the excess pieces. Like your humanity and your conscience your soul.
Troutman was the one who got him into the pig fuck that he ended up in last time. Like, really? Why would you care about this fucker?
Why would you ever talk to this dude? I feel like Troutman needs to walk into this village and Sylvester Stallone needs to cut his throat sight unseen. And all these monks are like, what the fuck? And he's like, no, that's the guy I told you about. And then they're like, all right, that's cool.
It's over. It's over, finally.
Well, it's like a new Jason Bourne movie where he has to save Albert Finney. Like, that shit ain't gonna happen.
That's what's weird, man. I recently picked up the box set in 4K of all those movies, and I blew through it. I watched all five of them. And there is so much of that, like, we fucking made you.
Sure.
Do you understand that? You are nothing. This is all you do. You are a fucking killing machine.
But those dudes are always the villains. Like, it's not like, oh, yeah. Jason, I've been kidnapped by terrorists. You better save me, my beautiful boy.
Dude, unceremoniously in, I believe, Jason Bourne, they say this, the most recent one, Albert Finney, he's just dead off screen. I think
won't be coming back even for a cameo.
Because the rest of them diddle around with some scenes in those first three movies. And then in that fourth one, it's like running concurrently with the two other Bourne movies, two and three.
All right, you either kill me off screen or you film in my swamp. I'm a huge frog. Did you ask David Strathairn yet? Is he going to be, David going to be there?
Oh, he can't do that. Guy goes down in flames in those movies. See, he's doing
I'm not
time.
Doing it.
They show his picture.
Come to
though.
My lily pad, Jason.
Oh, what's that? You know, Universal Pictures, I went to the theater to see what you did with this Bourne movie without my participation. And what do I find? My beautiful visage shown in an FBI document. Yeah, that'll be $250,000. You can mail it to Albert Finney, care of Kermit Swamp.
Goodbye, a whole lot of flies with that $250,000. Aaron, could you file this brief? Aaron, where am I?
Come on by, Rambo. Troutman's swimming around here somewhere.
That would make sense. No, yeah.
By the way, drain the swamp.
He gives this impassioned speech. Stallone's like, no dice. And then, like, there's one short scene of Troutman getting kidnapped immediately because you don't send a 60-year-old man to a fucking war zone, idiot.
That's insane. It's insane that this dude has boots on the ground whatsoever. This mission goes tits up, I should say, in 2 seconds.
Yes.
Also, I need a little bit more from this Troutman kidnapping. It's like there's a spotlight on him from a helicopter. And we, like, slowly fade out? No, 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 no. I need this colonel, this fucking Russian colonel or whatever, played by a French dude, to come in, kick this dude right in the dick, and throw him in a Jeep.
But I feel like he just literally, like, left 2 steps from Pakistan. Like, he just finished a great Pakistani meal. I was like, that was delicious. Oh, shit, I'm kidnapped.
No, exactly. It happens immediately.
Well, it's a 60-year-old man and a battalion of what seems like 6 drivers. Like, yeah. These aren't, like, super soldiers. They're not, like, they don't know where they're just getting fucking ambushed.
That's what's convenient, too, is this entire squad is murdered except for Richard Crenna.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And so Kurtwood Smith goes back. By the way, Kurtwood Smith has been really pissed. Like, so 2 weeks of trailing Rambo and now nothing?
Yeah.
So this guy, you said was going to reinvent warfare and then nothing?
You pitched me that I would never be able to soak up all the blood on myself from his slaughter.
I feel so bad for this guy because when they first visit Rambo, he's just like, looks like we got some stairs to walk back down because it's so far down from the bottom stairs.
Yeah.
And now he has to walk back up again now that Troutman's
God
been taken.
Damn it. Yeah. It should be... A helicopter, like, lands somewhere on the monastery, and Kurtwood Smith gets out, and he's like, yeah, well, you know, Troutman insisted on those stairs, and I'm not Troutman.
And so he tells him, I think that he knows what he's doing here, because, like, just so you know, your buddy Troutman, he's been kidnapped. That would give me the world's biggest boner. Yeah. The guy that fucking turned me into a monster is fucking held in a cell in Afghanistan? Awesome.
Yep.
I'm going to be really have a good time stick fighting today. If you could excuse me, Kurtwood Smith, I have to go jerk off with excitement.
Do you have a video of it? Did they send you a video of it?
Hey, Kurtwood Smith, this kidnapping video is bullshit. All it is a spotlight on him, and then it fades to black. Fuck that. I haven't been this excited since I killed David Caruso. Yeah, man. Awesome. Wow, Troutman. All right. Well, I might go back to America, honestly. I don't know.
I'm counting Brian Dennehy, too. I'm just going to count it.
Hey, all my monk buddies, the deed is done.
Yay!
They should have done like a Rambo in the 90s. Because we're saying David Caruso a lot. It makes me think of David Koresh because that's where my mind goes.
Yeah, sure.
Why not like Branch Davidians or cultists or something, like, you know?
Well, that's Rambo should have gotten back to America at some point.
Exactly.
Well, the first one is the best one, and it's on American soil.
To be honest, Cobra is essentially Rambo versus cults.
Was Cobra a Vietnam veteran?
Huh?
Was Cobra a Vietnam veteran?
I believe so.
What is Cobra's military service?
I don't know for sure, though.
Let me pull up the dossier I have. Yeah.
Doesn't Stallone always have to? Isn't that like in all of his contracts? He has to have a military background.
I don't know if Rocky went to Nam.
I think even in Oscar he had that.
Well, no, with Oscar,
he went time traveled in the future to go to Nam and came back.
Snap Stallone or whatever his name was. Snap something or Snaps Provolone, I believe.
Interesting. Oh, because Oscar was the baby.
Yeah. Yes.
Angelo Snaps Provolone.
Thank you very much.
And his partner, Bob Gouda.
Oh, shit. Actually, says here, he actually stole valor in that movie.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You know who I don't think served in the military was Lincoln Hawk from Over the Top.
Oh, right.
I feel like that guy was dodging.
Oh, like they couldn't find him. He's like always on the road.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I think so.
Care, you could mail me my draft card. Care of my fucking tailpipe. Beep, beep, bye, bye.
You who also definitely wasn't a Vietnam veteran, his character in Rhinestone. That guy didn't serve.
Dude, all of these are episodes.
All of these are episodes. So
Kurtwood Smith's like, so he's been kidnapped. You probably don't want to do anything about that, right?
Nope, I'm totally cool.
Where's my Temptations playlist? Where's my tape?
And it's bullshit. He gives him like a Mission Impossible type speech where he's just like, we're going to make this unofficial. And if you get kidnapped or killed, we're just going to deny any involvement. So go fuck yourself. You want to save him? Whatever. I don't care.
This man who's been responsible for so much death, not just you. Take Rambo out of the situation. Richard Crenna is still a piece of shit.
There has to be like 1,000 Rambos he's been running.
Yes! Hundreds of thousands!
No, you know what? This is the darkest interpretation of this movie.
Ooh.
It is whatever brainwashing that still lingers in Rambo's head that fucks him up. There's like a fucking switch. And something that Kurtwood Smith says activates Rambo. Yes.
I think so.
Oh, it looks like Trauman has been kidnapped. By the way, Yellow Elephant.
Sylvester Stallone just like gently puts down the phone. Well, that's the thing. It's
by
like,
the way, the.
I think that's got to be the case, though, because it's just like with all the Bourne shit, there's always like the next asset.
Sure.
It's like, Jason Bourne called in again. Somebody released the asset. And it's just like some other dude.
Mm-hmm.
And these assets, like, oddly go on to be, like, pretty famous people.
Well, if I had a Clive Owen-esque, like, guy in this movie that had to fight Rambo, I'm into that.
Clive Owen's an asset. Oscar Isaac is an asset.
Carl Urban, right?
Carl Urban is an
Edgar
asset.
Edgar Ramirez at the end.
Wait, what movie is this in? You're talking about the Bourne movies, but which one?
Which, who?
In various.
All
so,
those. Really?
Yeah. Well, so.
Throughout the whole thing?
Clive Owen's in the first one.
Oh. Yeah.
I watched like the first three.
I think Edgar Ramirez is in the fourth. I think he's Ultimatum.
I've never seen the fourth one.
Oh. No, Ultimatum is the third one.
Yes.
That's Edgar Ramirez, I think. Carl Urban is in the second one, which is Supremacy. The fourth one, which is the Jeremy Renner one.
Legacy.
Bourne Legacy, yes. That's where Oscar Isaac comes in. Oscar Isaac gets fucking blown to smithereens by a missile.
But here's
and then in this new one, sorry, just to get these assets out of the way, Vincent Cassell. And Jason Bourne, which is not an amazing movie, but it's pretty good. And him and Matt Damon.
Fucking elderly asset?
They beat the shit out of each other, dude. It's like the best Bourne fight.
Really?
They beat the piss out of each other.
I gotta watch these things.
They're fun, man. They're fun movies.
My favorite part of any. We'll get off Jason Bourne in a second. My favorite part of any Jason Bourne sequel is when some new actor comes in as the new CIA analyst and they explain to him what. Him or her, by the way, Joan Allen's great in those movies. What's going on? And they go. They always have the same reaction of like, wow, what a terrible government program. Like every single time. Like, wait, so you souped up these maniacs to the nth degree. You told them how to evade capture and all this shit. And then you just let them go.
Didn't they change that? Isn't Alicia Vikander think it's like just the best?
She's actually pretty cool. She's into it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She kind of like plays dumb for a little bit, but it's just to get old Tommy Lee Jones out of the way.
Keys to the car.
But yeah, she's totally hot for it.
United 93 is one of these movies too.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. There's a couple of assets in that movie.
Okay, good. So making sure.
They wind up he goes to Afghanistan. It's like immediately cut. He's in Afghanistan.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
By the way, we have to say this was the most expensive movie ever made at the time.
And how about this?
$3 million.
In today's money, that is
$600 million.
Exactly. No, seriously. Yeah. I mean,
how much
Justice League
cost?
And you know, and then all these people boycotted it because they were changing the direction of Rambo and all the
oh,
fans
man,
didn't
making
like
Rambo
it.
Have all sorts of feelings. Oh fuck you! I'm gonna take my Rambo back.
Yeah, no, and no, get me the Russ McClankier cut. I need
the Russ Malachi cut.
Hashtag remake Rambo 3. And then no one ever thought they'd make a Rambo again after all those fans were mad about it. And then eventually they did.
He came back. Big man came back.
Yeah.
To play the Cloverfield monster.
He did.
Wow. So I just did this because I was curious. So 30 years ago when this movie came out, by the way, 30th anniversary of Rambo 3, who could care? $63 million in 1988 translates today into $133,981,775.
Where did the money go?
Horses? Are horses that expensive?
Horses are
you
so
want
fucking
the Indiana
expensive.
Jones horse.
Well, no, I would say, I think they probably blew up too many horses, and then eventually that was the only horse left, so that was what
horse funerals
Indiana
also
Jones
cost quite a lot, as I understand it.
It takes so much money to melt those fuckers down, dude, absolutely.
That's why glue is so expensive.
How many horses do you think John Rhys Davies killed on that?
For profession or pleasure?
So many.
I broke all their legs again. Oh, no. Stephen, get me another horse.
Compensation for my brother-in-law's car. It was 500 horsepower. I killed 500 horses.
That's what it is, though. I think it was so many horses that Spielberg was like, you know, is there any way that a horse could have a sidecar attached to it? Or it was like, let's get this fucker a buggy. Mm-hmm. And he'll ride behind the horse in a buggy.
You know, Stephen, you did so well with Schindler's List. Have you considered the horse holocaust? Yeah, it was on the set of Rambo 3. Did you read about that? It was fucking crazy, man.
2x2, they were killing him. I don't understand what the heck was going on over there.
It's like a factory in Afghanistan. I don't know what was happening.
Well, this is filmed in Israel, right?
Oh, was it?
Yes, this was not filmed in Afghanistan.
Here's something, though. You want to talk about adding on to the expenses of this movie. On top of the salary that Sylvester Stallone got for reprising Rambo for the third time.
He got to keep the bandanas.
This motherfucker demanded and received a Gulfstream jet.
What?
This dude got a jet on top of a paycheck for this movie.
Get the cocaine has to keep on coming in. What are you
going to
do?
Oh, shit, they could go direct to Colombia, dude. No one's the wiser.
Well, do you think like somebody, like his accountant was like, look, Sly, you don't want to do the movie. They want you to do the movie. Ask for the points on the box. I was like, no. I want a jet.
A what?
You heard me. J E T. Yeah, jet.
I live for this shit.
So he goes, well, first of all, he goes to Pakistan.
Right.
Rambo immediately arrives in Pakistan from Thailand. He meets up with this dude who's like selling
arms. Has excellent
arms.
Food, by the way. Stops for an excellent meal.
He meets up with this dude who's like a gun runner kind of guy.
Isn't there like a shop selling like limbs for like the landmine fields?
Well, the guy guy wants to sell him girls at first when he first arrives.
Well,
he's like, hey, I got girls of all sizes, man.
It's an affluent American, right?
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was saying girdles. Girdles
what
of all sizes.
Trying to imply, hey, fuck you, Pakistani guy. I don't need a girdle.
Oh, you watch Danny's movie. No, thank you.
So he basically like partners up with this dude He's going to be his guide into Afghanistan. This guy, it's unclear, but I guess by the end of this movie, he is indeed part of the rebellion.
Yeah.
Well, so that was my thing. I was like, is this dude an Afghan guy or is he a Pakistani guy? I don't understand what's going on here. He's fighting on the side of the angels in this case. Think
I wonder if that was on purpose.
I think he was Afghani, and I think that also there's a weird spy in this scene. Because somebody saw the first, somebody saw Raiders of the Lost Ark. So, like, some guy looks and.
Oh, the
like,
guy with the hat.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's right. This dude tattles later on.
He's got, like, a mustache, too, right?
Yeah, big time.
He becomes, he gets splattered later on.
There's so many characters in this movie that come to nothing. Like, there's no, like,
Kirwin Smith.
Honestly, this movie comes to nothing. There's not much of a plot. It's just
Rambo and Troutman. That's all.
And they're separated for most of the movie, which is a big problem.
Yeah.
And I guess the Russian villain guy.
You need somebody in here, man.
Get me anybody.
Yeah. I need to remember his name.
Get me Tommy Lee Jones.
You hired Kurtwood Smith. Tell him to do a bad Russian accent. You know what I mean? Like, go for it.
Jackasses.
Yeah.
Powers Booth, at the time, he was very cheap.
Oh, man, yeah.
That would have worked out nicely,
right?
Huh?
It's like a flip of his Red Dawn character.
Yeah,
perfect. Or get Michael Biehn in there.
Hey, of course.
Get Mr. Biehn in there.
Rowan Atkinson, a little young at the time, but really, I think he could have done it.
He got his head stuck in a pot of borscht. And somehow, in his ineptitude, is able to take down Rambo several times. Man, I don't know about this. This guy's unstoppable. You see Ironhead over here?
Yes, I just hit him with a ladle a lot.
I tried to shoot him, but then he tripped. Ugh. And I missed.
So we go into Afghanistan is the idea. And this dude who's like the guide is giving him like all sorts of pep talks and whatnot. At one point he says, may God deliver us from the venom of the cobra, which is a thing which I thought was kind of nice because, of course, the film Cobra. So that was great. But then the guy says something else and he asks Rambo, he's like, do you know what that means?
Oh, it's about a snake.
He goes, do you guys don't take any shit? And this dude's just like, that's correct.
Yes. I was about to have a 20-minute philosophical conversation with you, but you know what? Yeah, we don't take shit. Sure.
Well, it's just you guys don't take shit because we have to cut to Troutman getting tortured in this fucking Soviet camp.
And this Soviet guy is like, look, man, you're the answer to all my prayers. If you just tell me where these missiles are, we'll make good and blah, blah, blah. We'll be out of here and like, I don't know.
This is why I could never be in the military, man, because for several reasons, but this is one reason. If I'm ever captured like this and I'm hanging from something like fucking rigs, I'll tell you what, I will tell you anything.
They all cave. This is a fucking fantasy. Well, they all cave.
The thing is, like, we're meant to look at this torture as bad, but, like, Troutman's clearly an enemy combatant, and he crossed a border he had no business crossing.
Exactly.
With borders for a reason.
Yeah.
You would think.
So we should be we should torture more.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't understand.
Troutman deserved it. He was asking for it.
Well, Troutman definitely asking for it. But my question is, it's not until...
I was kidding, by the way. I just
Troutman deserved it.
He 100% deserved it.
What I don't get, though, is why these Soviets are dragging ass on upping the ante with the torture.
Yeah.
Because it's not until, like, the very last sequence do they, like, escalate to the flamethrower. Look, you don't need a flamethrower, man. Hook a car battery up to that dude's dick.
Yeah.
You really need to show the dick stuff. Like, we know you're doing it. It's happening. Show it. It makes it more believable.
I think you just need
to go old-fashioned
and just pull somebody's fingernails out.
Oh.
That's very simple.
Syriana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly right.
Now.
This is a moment.
Dick off too. Well, maybe if Troutman's like uncut, you know, like just fucking. Do like a late in life,
dude.
Male
first of all, I hate to ruin this, but Troutman is most certainly cut.
I know, a
boomer from an army family. Yeah, that dude's cut, man. Sorry to tell you,
he's cut in the womb.
So they used to do it back then.
Well, maybe recut him, dude. I don't know. Figure something.
Recut.
Out. Take a piece off of that dick.
Cheese grater and figure it
Hell
out.
Hell yes.
Yeah, man.
There's a great line of Troutman comedy here, though, because the dude is like, where are the missiles? And he's like, come closer, I'll tell you. Come closer, come closer. And he's just going, in your ass. Nice one, Krenna.
You need to give this guy an eye patch or something. Like, the only thing I know about this guy is he's a fucking helicopter enthusiast.
Well, yeah.
That's it.
He's kind of got a Robotnik vibe. Like, he's not really off the helicopter for much of any time. You don't see him, like, running down there with Sonic.
There should be more, like, there should be more motivation for him in general. Like, just show him... I know, like, okay, so maybe he loves his country and his job or whatever, but, like, let's illustrate that more. Let's drive that home.
Oh, he's a monster. That's all that.
Or maybe it's a
cardboard cutout.
Listen, maybe it's a thing. Here's how you do it, by the way. Troutman has a son who's now serving. Maybe he's CIA.
Sure.
He gets captured behind enemy lines.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, John Rambo, you're the only one that can go into Afghanistan with me and help me find my son.
No.
Because, listen... That's how Troutman could spin it, too. It's like, he's just like you, John Rambo. Like, he's the next Rambo.
Yeah.
He's the next company man kind of a thing. You know what that's like. You want to save that dude. I know you hate me. We'll forever hate each other.
No, just do the same thing. I'll leave him in the fucking dirt like you left me. Goodbye.
Dude, actually, Cabin, that's a great twist, though. Rambo goes all the way into Afghanistan, breaks into the Soviet camp, finds this kid. Slits his throat. Credits.
Now back to my stick fighting, which I was totally happy with, by the way.
Hold on, Soviet guy. I'm settling a bill. And he slits this dude's throat.
No, we're cool. Look, I'm just going to cut this dude's throat and I'm leaving. I don't know nothing about nothing.
Those were all tranquil darts.
After this, I'm defecting to the Soviet Union, all right?
So he meets up with this with the Mujahideen, and he's hanging out with all these guys on their camp. He's learning about stuff.
He's getting the tour of this Mujahideen camp, by the way.
And he finds this one guy who I really thought was going to be... Like, this one keeps tricking me into thinking that people are going to be characters.
Nobody matters.
Like, he's a defector. He's a Soviet guy that used to be... is now working with the Mujahideen because he's so upset with what they're doing. And he has like two lines and
he's gone.
He's just gone.
Murdered by helicopter, like most people from this rebel camp.
Yeah, we spent all this time, you know, it's like this guy left for this reason, these people left for that reason.
And that could be, you know, and I know this movie, you know, kind of functions as propaganda, and that would be more inspiring propaganda is to have like, oh, look, like not every Russian is a Soviet, and this guy is kind of freedom fighting against his own people, and there's a glimmer of hope there or whatever the fuck.
I really think it was Stallone getting the script and being like, well, how many lines is that? Nope. Cut it. Nope. How many lines does the horse has no lines. I love that horse.
I guess this is around, like, now he's established in the camp. We could talk about the big horse scene where all these horsemen have a sport game where they grab, I guess it's
stuffed
a dead
animal.
It's a dead sheep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they have to drag it into a circle.
Right.
And these dudes are like, yeah, Rambo, yeah, you look tough, but... I don't know if you could play with us. I don't know if you were able to
can you put drag a sheep this in a dead circle. Thing around?
Yeah.
It's like sheep polo, I think.
And
is
it's
what
a
the
total fucking waste of time, a major distraction that results in helicopter fire. But Rambo's pride is so big, Chris Cabin, that he has to go and compete.
It's
in
like
the
sheep Quidditch.
Sheep toss. Yes.
Well, it's Quidditch. It's fucking the pod racing. It's like, let's have a game in the middle of a movie to just kill time.
All it is, Rambo. To tell you that John Rambo is a born horseman. And like,
that's true.
And that he is, you know, they're like, oh, I've been trying to do this for my whole life. I started learning when I was 2 years
old. Yeah, well, he's like...
And he's just fucking the best, so...
He's apparently, you know, and I guess I get to this at the end of the 2008 film.
Mm.
He's a ranchman from Arizona.
Gotcha.
Famous Italian ranchman in Arizona.
Yes.
I was expecting, like, you know, it's like the super soldier training that Rambo had to go through, and they're like, are they ready to deploy yet to Vietnam? I'm like, not yet. We still have 6 more months of horse training. Like, what?
You never know.
You do never know. Yeah, like you have to train them in water stuff. You got to train them in air.
By the way, does he have like an adamantium skeleton?
I think so.
No, that's just he's running off all the PCP.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Idea.
Yeah, he's just dragging this puppet around, dragging it into circles. To your point, yes, it is the pod racing scene. It got at least the pod racing scene opens up the movie a little bit to like
Yeah.
He wins that kid in that, it's right? That's how it works.
But the thing is, like, in episode one, I'm sorry, but you think, like, Sebulba's going to be a bigger character, no, and he's not. He's just like that Russian defector.
But even in that case, it's the first time we see Anakin has skills in a different mode. This is just reiterating to you that he is perfect, knows how to do everything, so shut up.
Just like Anakin Skywalker. I mean, that fucking Mary Sue piece of shit. Fucking 8 years old driving a fucking car. Fuck you.
Yeah, but you better Sebulba.
I think also this scene was to throw a little bit of a smoke screen off of all the clearly murdered horses that are happening in this movie, because this fucking totally obvious garbage like sheep puppet that they have thrown around this game, I was like, they intentionally made this look like garbage.
Yes.
So you could be like, see, no, that's garbage. They didn't want it to look like a real sheep. The horses are totally fine, by the way. That sheep looks like garbage because it's obviously fake.
All the damage you see, those are stuffed animals. But
these choppers come.
These choppers come because the spy lets the Russian guy, whose name I still don't know, that there's an American, and obviously the Soviet guy's not okay with that. They lay waste to this community.
It's awesome.
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe the helicopters were expensive because there's so much helicopter the
squibs
play.
Squibs, too.
Yeah.
Really getting your money's worth out of squibs and helicopter play.
Yeah. All right, I do mouth stuff, half and half, helicopter play.
Yeah, you can fuck me in the ass, too.
A tank? I can't do a tank.
This dude's name, by the way, is Colonel Zaysen.
Try
to not forget that in 5 minutes.
The only way, by the way, to stop a bad guy with a helicopter is...
A bad guy with a horse?
Is a good guy with an air-to-surface heavy machine gun.
That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they take.
The NRA will take that. They're looking for shit, man.
Yeah, that's what teachers should have is heavy machine guns.
I think teachers should fucking have armed helicopters.
Exactly, they should just be hovering
Apache
over a school.
Better. Definitely. I mean, why are they driving to school in like Hondas and shit? And like that, you know, that's only good for killing protesters.
Here's the thing, though. Those helicopters that are hovering over the school, and I guess their mission is, like, if they see someone approaching the school, like, heavily armed, they just shoot him. It would definitely be a him, by the way. It would be a white him.
Yeah.
Those helicopters have to be totally see-through, though, because you don't want anybody hiding guns in those helicopters.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
See,
yeah.
You guys are overthinking all of this. All we need in classrooms are drones with bombs on them.
Oh, okay.
And that will show that Jimmy piece of shit who thinks he's so funny in the front row, what's what?
Yeah, that kid sucks.
Great idea. Once a classroom or a school is compromised, light the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Just take it all out.
Oh, also in this scene, that Soviet expat is destroyed by one of these helicopters.
Because he's the only character that's somewhat interesting in this scene. Aside from, like, of course, the kid who, by the way...
Oh, yeah, we have a child soldier character who's... And we're justifying child soldiers in this movie.
And it's weird
He's shown to be a plucky young scrappy, whatever.
He's like, oh, his parents are dead. Now he fights for us. Oh, I'm not his handler. He's like his own emancipated dude, and that's cool. He's 12.
Well, no, and that's what's fucking ridiculous about this movie is Rambo himself is like, is that a child soldier? That's fucked up. And then this dude, this handler.
Been meaning to get one of those.
He's like, no, Rambo, it's cool for the following reasons. His parents were murdered. He hates the Soviet Union, and he's pretty good with this Kalashnikov. And Rambo's like, oh,
well, in that case, welcome aboard.
He says he looks like a boy, but fights like a man. Yeah.
And it's like, all right.
Yeah. All right. Am I watching City of God right now, or what, man?
What else does he do like a man? I saw that other Rambo movie.
Great question. So this whole thing's laid to waste. They made a plan, but now it's... You know, it's in the because they made a plan, but now that's like kind of thrown out.
It's all fucking flushed down the toilet. Nope. Somewhere around here, somebody, I don't know if it's this handler or it's the little boy soldier, says to Rambo, "This is not your war." To which John Rambo replies,
It is now.
And earlier
intervention's
in the film,
the only answer.
There, like, he had said to Troutman that it's not his war, but Troutman was like, there's a war inside of you.
Yes. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, burning yeah. with the fiery power of and a thousand then, suns.
Yeah, I
got Rambo earlier in this movie said, my war is over. And Troutman said, no, fucking not.
You get that fucking, you get that war right now. My ass, Rambo.
And then he hit his nose with a rolled up newspaper.
I'm going to get kidnapped to get you back in war. That's what I'm willing that, to do.
Oh, do you think this was just an elaborate yes. plan to teach him a lesson?
Yes. Like, put me wherever I need to be and Rambo will come.
Oh, they'll torture me. That's fine. That's fine.
So Rambo's whole thing right here is like, we're still going to continue the plan. This plan, originally written to have a cast of characters somewhere around 200 people, it's now a cast of 3 people, what with everyone else being totally fucking murdered.
They just kind of sneak into a facility.
Well,
at
no,
night.
This it's fucked up though, because Rambo's like, here is the best way to sneak into this place. It is to belly crawl through a minefield, and they're like, wait, what? This guy's fucking crazy.
There is a mention of like, oh, there's 10,000 horsemen, but they're at the border picking up supplies. We could wait a few days. No,
no, that's right.
No,
no, Daddy no. Troutman gonna die.
Then I'll go by myself. I'll do it by myself.
I'll bring a child. I'll bring my child friend to go do war with me.
And he sure does.
But that's what you need, though, is like just Rambo.
Yeah.
You know, like mm-hmm. Rambo with a team, especially a team with a little kid on it. That's a sign. Yeah. I don't care if it's a child soldier or whatever the fuck. That is a sign that your franchise is done.
Come along, Tiny Tim. Did you bring your Lunchables?
It'll be like Dick Tracy and you'll call you the kid.
Yeah, and after it, he needs to look like fucking Schwarzenegger, like going out of Skynet at the end of T2. Like,
yes.
Half his fucking like skin has to be gone.
That would be pretty cool if he had some intense burns.
That would be a great ending to all these movies. Rambo was a Terminator the whole time, and
oh,
you never knew.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Rambo colon, the first Terminator.
Love
oh,
it. Shit. Love it.
He gets to that Terminator beach where all the skulls are and stuff. It's like, Arnold's just like, where have you been?
Well, hey, when can you start?
Yeah. By the way.
Hey, it's cool. Welcome to Terminator Beach. Go step on some skulls. It's a lot of fun.
Do you like my banana hammock?
Oh, man, that Terminator Beach is weird. Here's the thing. So I turned the stopwatch on my phone when I told you guys that in 5 minutes you'd forget that Russian's name. Anybody remember the name of the character?
Oh, Jesus, no. Zarikov?
Zazzy Jeff?
No.
Orin Van Zant?
No, see, Colonel Zason. There it is. See, bad villain construction.
Yes.
Nobody remembered. Nobody remembered. Hey, guys, what's the name of the villain in the first Die Hard movie?
McClane.
Totally right. The hero is Hans Gruber.
Yes.
But see, you remember Hans Gruber, though. See, this movie is terrible.
Oh, no, you're one of them.
Oh, no, no.
R.I.P.D.
Get Alan Rickman. I guess he wouldn't do it, though, probably.
Oh,
Alan Rickman will do a hammy Russian accent. And,
well,
and
it was 88. What was Die Hard, like 87?
Yeah.
So he was just like right there.
I bet it's too similar.
Oh, Die Hard actually was also 88. Oh, so that's tough.
Doing, making a far superior film.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we go into the facility at night.
Yes.
You know, and there's some cool... I mean, like, the good thing about this movie is it's got a lot of cool deaths.
Once we fucking get to the killing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm the fucking goddamn dad in fucking Texas Chainsaw. I'm like, let's get to the killing, boy! Hey, get Rambo out here with the sledge. I need to get to the killing!
Dude, Stallone as Leatherface is a missed opportunity.
Yes.
Rear.
Also, side question was, like... Leatherface, another government project, but like a shittier, like National Guard.
Yes.
The Texas Air National Guard created Leatherface in a lab.
Well, as we learn,
we'll get ourselves our own super soldier. Come over here, Leather.
Yeah.
As we learned, Steve Rogers,
Rambo, here's Leather.
As we learned from our Texas Chainsaw Massacre The Next Generation episode, something that family's involved in the Illuminati.
Gotcha.
True.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Who the fuck knows? Who knows?
That is the most canon of all the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies. The Next Generation.
It's the one it's my touchstone, really.
Yeah, you go back from there. Yeah, I mean, he starts killing people. It's kind of fun, right? Like, what? He's doing some knife stuff here.
No, you know what? Fuck this.
What? Are you kidding
me? Serious?
I kind of like
the knifening.
No, the explosions are great. When I
the
see...
night he came back. What are we talking about here?
No, like when there's like when I see limbs going. Yeah, 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 like, yeah, that, but like fuck this. Yeah. This is like low tier shit. I've already seen
low tier.
Wow.
Couple of throat slits, a couple of gun
once
patoos.
They're in the base.
Gun patoos.
I will sign on for the gun patoos. I do. I start this movie starts to pick up once they're in the base and they're killing people.
Yeah,
but then like the rest of this movie, it's like four scenes just repeating over and over again.
Yes. Big time.
You get to see like, oh, he's killing some people in the base. Oh, now he's killing some people in the base in a very similar manner. Oh wait, now he's killing some people in the base, but I am still there for it.
Yeah, oh, sure. Well, I mean, how much does the jet cost? $61 million? Because honestly, what else happens in this movie? It's one set.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of explosions and whatnot, man. I mean, the start of this is like he uses that huge knife to cut away all this barbed wire and all this fencing. They break in. He starts immediately, him and the handler, the Pakistani guy.
Yeah.
He's fucking, both of them are putting like, timed bombs under cars and tanks and shit. Like Rambo's like, not only is it gonna go down, but it is fucking gonna go down.
The reason I could never be a secret agent guy that deals with
what?
Bombs, because they're always like, all right, how long? I'll need 9 minutes. I would give myself like 600 minutes. Like, you know what I mean? It would be a very, very, very long time before those explosions went off.
Well, what's weird is most of them are...
it's like 5 days later. Well, what the fuck was that?
Maybe if I want to go back to that place I had lunch on Monday,
yeah, exactly.
But I want to go back there before Tuesday.
It's like me leaving for the airport. I give myself 4 fucking hours, dude. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a timed mine...
That is why I am always drunk at the airport, because I'm always there way too early, and it's like, well, what am I going to do? Better get drunk.
That's the bomb going off, dude.
Well, I guess that bomb's not going to go for another 400 minutes.
Well, what's stupid is they should have like started them all at the same time.
Yes.
Because what you're seeing is like Rambo places a bomb, it's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
A few minutes later, the other dude places
really
a bomb, it's also 10 minutes. And eventually, like when one of them hits zero, they all go up at the same time. And I was like, no.
We're still planting bombs. Oh, shit. Were you setting them all to 10 minutes?
Oh, this is just embarrassing. Well, I guess I'll see you again in another 10 minutes for another explosion.
I hate these bombs. And what? Troutman's in another castle.
Somewhere around here. There's just
Stallone should have played Mario, by the way.
What's that? What?
Stallone should have played Mario.
Sure.
Definitely. Oh,
get
my
like
God.
A real Italian in there.
No, I don't believe he's ever eaten a pizza.
What?
Not even in Cobra. It doesn't make sense.
Dude.
He's chiseled like a fucking god. I don't believe it.
That's the drugs. It's good drugs.
Exactly.
Also, Sylvester Stallone has definitely had a pizza.
But it's all about him like really jumping and the power and the interesting thing about jumping. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
And
like,
the plungering. Like
the plungering is there.
The
he's just fucking strangling crocodile people.
And he's like hanging on pipes and shit. And shooting fire out of his mouth.
He's taking big fucking crates with question marks on them and throwing them at people.
Oh, my God. I've eaten a star. I feel like I could take on the world.
Okay. It's Stallone as you get Stallone as it's 1987. It's Stallone as Mario.
Uh-huh.
You get what's her name? Tracy Lords is the princess.
Okay.
And Marlon Brando
is Brazzers.
Is
Bowser. This?
Tracy Lords did legitimate work, didn't she? A little bit.
She is in legitimate films. Yes.
So wait, who's Bowser?
Marlon Brando.
Oh, I like that. Now who's?
Look at that little Mario's coming in. Look at him. He's so short and fat. Look at that Mario.
You're going down. I'm going to get, move your fat ass. I'm going to get that axe behind you. And the whole thing's going to come down.
Not so fast. Here comes a fireball. Boom.
Yeah, this is an excellent film.
Who is Wario?
Oh, that's a good... Well, it's
Danny DeVito.
Yeah. It's pre-Wario, but I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Yeah, we're sticking to like the original 80, Super Mario.
But
I've created a monster in a lab too. It's Wario.
Question: is there a Luigi at all? is it Stallone in a double role?
Here's the thing. You get like a Troutman-esque character to introduce Mario. It's like, yeah, he had a twin brother, ate him in the womb. Right? So like he's just like
Mario's in jail or something.
He's like a fucking monster, dude. Like inside his mother's belly, he ate Luigi.
Oh shit.
But fucking I think Waluigi is Christopher Lloyd.
I don't even know what I'm doing here. How's my mustache like this?
Yeah, so you're going to wear yellow, and that one's going to wear purple. Bowser.
Wait, let me get this right. And you're not going to wear anything?
No, zero clothes.
I can wear a shell.
I'm going to spit fire. Oh, give me a red wig.
Oh, my God. What a terrifying idea this is.
It's better than Dennis Hopper, dude.
And it's all these. It's him just breaking turtlenecks left and right.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And he,
stepping on them.
And he gets a flower. He's like, what's this flower? Holy shit, a flamethrower.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. He's throwing fire.
And it's just like an organic flamethrower. It looks like a David Cronenberg existence thing.
Yes!
Oh, yes. That'd be awesome.
Yes. I love all of this. I want to make this movie in 1987.
What's a video game?
Yeah, I'll do your movie. One question. What's a video game?
The suit looked like a raccoon. I can't do that.
Marlon Brando kind of became a video game. You ever see that documentary about him?
Oh, no.
Listen to me, Marlon.
What's
the frequency, Marlon? I didn't see that one.
Because so much of it is like the concept of that documentary is like you're listening to audio tapes of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And they make this like computer simulated Brando, and he's like almost literally designed out of ones and zeros. Great movie.
Yeah, Kenneth Anger didn't have that photo anyway.
Turned out he was just a liar. I've been dead for years in this computer. I didn't see no picture of me sucking nothing.
Oh, man. Kenneth Anger was kind of great, though.
Oh, he's still alive.
Yeah. Oh,
is he really?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Good movies.
I would have bet that.
And Hollywood Babylon.
Absolutely. Cool move in this movie, I think, is when Rambo is like, oh, fuck, here comes a tank. What am I? Oh, fuck. I'll just ride under it. And he's getting like his back scraped. Listen, I need to see some more Rambo like fucking road rash right here. Because he's it's kind of funny because he's like, he lays down on the ground and holds the front of this tank, and the tank is essentially like driving him across the compound, and he's not seen by the Soviet spotlight is the idea. But he's like, screaming the whole time. I need like his back cut up to shit.
Yeah.
I need like that's the weird thing in this movie is he doesn't, for all the craziness that's happening, he doesn't get that bloodied up.
No, I mean,
he's a god.
He gets one injury that like
McClane in Die Hard.
Yeah, he's a god. That's the whole point.
That's weakness, which was the whole point of Die Hard. It's like actually somebody really going through the ringer.
But eventually, McClane starts doing whatever super soldier drugs
in those fourth and fifth movies. Yeah, but even in that third movie, he's like he's literally like blood is like dribbling.
He's got to pick the thing out.
He's always near tears for pain. And that's kind of cool.
It was grounded, which, I mean, First Blood was also grounded.
Well, they also put the button on this in this. It's a scene, like, right around now where Richard Crenna is, like, talking with the Russian guy. And he's like, who is he? The Russian guy, he's like, he blows up all my people. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, what, is he a god? And he's like, no. God would have mercy.
That's right. Yeah, God would have mercy.
Better than God because he'll fucking kill your ass.
The Baba Yaga.
Somewhere around here, a dude is getting
fucking... Yeah, I have no mercy. I cause all sorts of child death. That's right. I'm worse than God.
All right, Stallone, could you stick to the script? Stop saying your personal
problem. I slaughtered millions across the globe. Yeah, millions dead.
I create a disease that kills everybody. It's called fucking cancer.
Oh, shit.
somewhere around here, he fucking throws that huge knife right into a dude's neck. It's
nice.
Pretty great.
Well, the weird thing is, in the, when they're getting Stallone into town, they're like, oh, you know, they stole all of our women. They raped them. They do all this stuff. And then they show all these women in cages. And you think, like, here comes Stallone. He's going to save him. And he's like,
nope.
Yo, where's that war criminal I'm here to save?
Yeah, it's fucking great. These two women are like, finally.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, anybody seen Troutman? Yo, no, Troutman.
American.
Yeah, yeah.
American.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And they're like,
white.
We're American?
White. Is there a white man around here that I can help? And like these, yeah. Innocent people versus a guy that definitely killed like 600 Vietnamese. Who do I want?
Two innocent women locked in a cage or Henry Kissinger? What? You can only pick one, John Rambo.
Thank you for coming for me, John Rambo.
Gotta get Henry out of here. He's important.
You know, I'm kind of like a real life Bowser.
I too can spit fire. It's just that it's out of my asshole.
Agent Orange, sorry.
I also have mutilated children with shells on their back as well.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Stallone as a god, there is a great scene where he gets injured. He gets like shot or something.
Well,
and
that's
then he
happening
uses,
here.
Is it happening here?
He
is
gets
it happening
an arrow,
now?
Gets
what
an
is happening
through?
Now is happening now.
This is now.
Okay.
He at some point gets shot with an arrow, I believe.
No, it's
got
an explosion shrapnel.
Oh, it was a shrapnel? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And I just love the way he cauterizes this wound.
Totally. Yeah. This is the big gunpowder cauterization scene. Very famous from this movie.
Fire going right through his entire body.
And that's the rad. It's a rad practical effect because you're
what?
Like,
what? He actually did that? He got burned through?
No, a practical effect.
Oh, right.
Fake.
Right.
Clean the shit out of your ears.
But kids at home, if you want to try it, go right ahead.
Listen, and by the way, I like shit in my ears.
That's my fetish, someone shitting in my head.
I can make that happen, Bowser.
I'm into all sorts of play stuff.
Well, apparently Stallone's into shit play.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally, man. Glass table.
Do you want to play with my squids?
Oh. I totally forgot I was talking about.
No, he blows himself up a little
bit. Oh, right. Yeah, the cauterization. It's cool because he's supposed to be like totally run through.
Yes.
He pulls all the shrapnel out, and the effect when he lights the gunpowder on one side.
Yeah, I pull out.
You see gunpowder on the other side light off.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fuck, that just ripped right through his entire torso. Yeah. That ain't bad. And it's the only time that he does show any kind of like, oh, that actually hurt.
Yeah.
Because he's like coupled over like in a ball screaming.
Because it's something that should kill you.
Yes.
Well, but you know, but Arnold wouldn't do that. Like Dutch wouldn't do that. Dutch would just fucking light that shit up and keep going.
The next morning, he's right back at it. Because like basically what happens is he gets right up to Troutman and people come and he gets separated. And this is when... he gets the explosion. Then it's like, well, next morning, better get at it, this or else Troutman's going to get killed,
right,
who I love.
This is where he was fleeing in the sewers, and he did do a bunch of other explosive bombs,
sure.
There's Soviets chasing him. It's very exciting.
He sends the kid the kid and the other guy away. And
finally.
The next morning, he's like, well, I slept off that fucking gunpowder burn. Let's get back to it. Now I haven't. Where does he get the explosive bow and arrow? Did somebody just have that?
The second movie, right? Doesn't he blow someone up with
that?
That
just comes in the toy set when you buy it.
Like, out of nowhere, it's like a power-up he got.
I don't know. You're totally right, and I had the thought when I was watching it. I was like, where the fuck did this come from?
Oh, look, nice question mark box. Ka-chunk. Ooh, nice bow and arrow that explodes.
Hey, pretty sweet. All right.
Oh, man, now I'm in this cute little raccoon outfit.
What am I supposed to do with all these gold coins?
and this,
I can't even buy anything with that? Why are you giving them out? Why are they even in the game?
Why, indeed. This is a round where they up the ante on Colonel Troutman's torture.
Gotcha.
This is where the guy comes in with the flamethrower. This guy's my favorite character in the movie because he's just a guy with a flamethrower going, ah! It's just this dude maniacally laughing while launching a flamethrower off. Not a bad job.
You need more of those guys.
Best character in the franchise.
And again, like, this movie has no real characters. So the spy who actually who kind of sets off that Stallone's in Afghanistan, happens to be in the room when this is happening. I feel like they were like, yo, Jerry, you want to go back to doing spy stuff? Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, you know what? Stick around. We're going to burn that American alive. We'll get lunch afterwards. And then you do. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, totally.
And is this, is he the guy, is the spy the guy that Rambo totally stabs in the back right around here?
Yeah, I think
somebody
so.
Gets, yes. This. Here's the thing. We're calling this a knife. This is like
it's
half
a sword.
Of a sword.
No,
it's
it
like half of a sword.
I read like about the lengths of these knives. It's like increases like 2 inches a movie or something.
Well, yeah, and then was... all these forged in fire fans jerked
yeah,
off.
Yeah, because he got like a fantasy swordsman for this one.
Oh, right, yeah. It's like, yeah, they were always like combat knives, but somehow they got like some guy that did like fucking Predator knives. And like, ah, same diff. It's like,
yeah, this will do.
Because it does look insane, this thing.
It's crazy, dude. It's like a knife the Super Shredder would have.
Jason Voorhees is like, where could I get that online?
Jesus Christ, isn't that a bit much?
they only take Bitcoin. I don't know about that.
I have aged out.
Also around
you
here,
you will make the very important knife that Rambo uses in Rambo 3.
It will kill. Yeah. Somewhere around here, there's a dude. This might be the spy, actually. There's somebody running down a hallway, and Rambo totally gives this guy a clothesline.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the Rambo clothesline, it's a fucking slobber knocker. I couldn't believe it.
But now it's Troutman. He saves Troutman from being burned alive, which, I, you know what? Great end for the character, first and foremost.
Totally. I'm fine with it.
Get Harryhausen back, turn him into a crispy little skeleton.
Oh, that'd be great. Also, it would be awesome if it was just Sylvester Stallone carrying a skeleton over his shoulder. Or actually, because that's not how skeletons work. It would just be him holding a pile of bones.
Yes.
But now they're back. They're kind of doing like, now we're back in this shit together, even though definitely they
back
were
back to back.
Yeah, we're doing back to back pretty much.
It's back to back. And by the way, if you pause it right around when back to back starts, you better believe it. There's at least a half an hour left in this movie.
Because we're just going around. Stallone gets into a helicopter.
Oh,
and
I
like,
love it.
Troutman's like, you can fly that thing? He's like, we'll find out.
No, that's when you turn around and you're like, excuse me, rebel army that's come to help out. Can anyone fly a helicopter here?
Well, I know how to do everything, so I mean, maybe
reason. Here's what happens. They're like, oh no, who's going to fly the helicopter? And they turn around, and the horse is flying the helicopter for them.
Yes.
Oh. Get in, bitch!
I always knew you were a good horse. Here's a carrot.
Take it or leave it.
Harrison taught me this one.
Harrison. Wow, that horse was on a first name basis.
Land, no.
Any of you punks going to Cincinnati? And they're like, horsey. They get in.
We're going to crash this shit into a golf course. I learned from Harrison Ford.
All right.
He throws like a couple of these rebel fighters like out of the helicopter and he's like,
no ticket.
There is a good moment where a rebel
horse
fighter,
Deanna Jones.
Sorry, a rebel fighter falls out and he's hanging on.
Oh, I love
for
it,
dear life! And someone's trying to pull him back up, and he just gets fucking shot, and he falls off a cliff.
And
amazing death,
dude! For all the money in this movie, pretty cheap looking puppet falling down.
Oh
that cliff,
my god!
I gotta
say,
well, that's somebody's gym bag.
This thing folds like a pile of laundry, man. It's crazy.
Well, no, it's Chris. To be fair, it's a gym bag with two googly eyes on. Look,
people are pocketing money right and left. Oh yeah, you want that? You want what would be realistic? Him falling out of hell? Yeah, okay, that'd be a. Give me $100,000.
$100,000 for a puppet.
And then he takes a piece of old luggage and puts googly eyes on it. It's like, yep, I did it.
So this chopper takes some fire. Stallone has a classic line here. We're going down. Great delivery. And somehow he manages to like land/crash this helicopter.
And he saves no one, but somehow there's like two other refugees with him, like people that were whatever.
Well, because like they're taking him and Troutman are taking a bunch of fire.
Got it.
And they're like, well, we're doomed. Do you want to go out fighting? And Rambo's like, fuck it. Yeah, whatever. Last week I was in a monastery. This is fine.
Awesome that I came to save your ass.
Because this general is like in his chopper trying to like fight them. And this is where the rest of the Mujahideen that they couldn't be bothered to fucking wait for
Hey, General, real quick. Before we die, we're certainly dying.
Thanks for castrating me. Honestly, thank you so much. Really, no, I mean, it made the impure thoughts go away, and now it's just murder.
This is when they're like surrounded by the Red Army, mm-hmm. and yeah, what I love about this scene is like they're like, "What is that noise?" And then it's like the Dothraki. It's all the horsemen from we were mentioned briefly yep. about the horsemen, and yes. now they are here.
Totally. So they go down in flames. Mm-hmm. And this, it's weird. Where the fuck do they figure out there's this hole in the ground?
They're escaping and they find a tunnel, and there's this guy that's set up to be this number two.
Right.
Who, you know, the Stallone's going to fight the second you see him. He's built like a fucking door. You know what I mean? And like, yes. oh, cool. And like, again, nothing. Like, again, give him an eye patch, give him a cybernetic arm, give anything. Him
no, something. But they gave him fat. They did give him that.
And they gave him the best death in the whole movie. Yeah,
well, sure. He awesomely, first of all, picks Rambo up out of this hole by his head.
Yes.
Which is a pretty great, like, professional wrestling move. This dude looks like fucking Kane X-Pac or something.
Troutman starts to kill people, too, in this area.
Troutman's getting in on it.
Yes, he's doing a lot of killing. And now we're also, like, all of a sudden, there's all these one-liners happening. I'm like, who wrote these pages? Like, this is nowhere near this movie.
Well, this is where, like, they get to the cave or whatever, and so that dude dies awesomely. Rambo, like, fucking throws him in the hole. He gets hung and blown up at the same time.
This happens a lot in action movies, and I swear to God, if I'm ever working as a mercenary, I am never wearing a grenade.
Why wear a grenade? Why would you do that?
Everyone's always wearing grenades.
Why would you do that?
It doesn't ever work out. Didn't work for Raising Arizona. There's got to be other examples.
There's so many examples. Wear a hat. Wear a belt. Wear shoes.
We're in the age of C4 here, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
It's outmoded. We don't need it.
Grenades are not clothes, people.
But if you want to look cool as tits, man, just get a fake grenade and put that on your vest.
No, you get a bandolero of bullets. You want to beef up your look.
If you want to look that cool, take the real grenade, put it, and pull the pin for me, please.
Grenades are not clothes, and... people, put your garbage in a garbage can. I can't stress that enough.
Why on earth would you wear a grenade? It never works out.
It's so dumb. It doesn't work out for this dude. He's hung and explodes immediately after the
neck break. It's beautiful. You really hear it, too.
You do. It's fucking great. It's like that dude died not knowing he blew up, but he totally blew up. So that's cool. It's nice having more information than that guy.
It's great when like hot meat blows up.
Oh, you know, totally.
It's not like
dude.
A cold body blown up.
No,
this
it's like this
meat.
Is it's fresh. Raining barbecue.
Fresh. It's still like it's slightly beating. You know, that heart
well,
is
yeah, because his
beating.
Brain is still working a little bit. It's got the base function
he's
still
like,
going
he's,
on.
He's
in
getting
this.
The life.
So
the
he knows he's dying.
His
for
life
sure.
is flashing before his eyes. It's and fucking pointless.
This is the death that Richard Crenna deserves. Does not get, sadly.
Well, that's the problem is this guy went to Men's Warehouse and they got him for all the extras, like, would you like a grenade on there?
You're going to like the way you look.
I'll get you a grenade tuxedo for your prom.
At some point around here, Rambo gets back on the horn, and he's talking to this fucking Russian general.
Because we're doing a little bit of Die Hard. Well, I guess this is the same era. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just it's
similar ideas.
Yeah.
Great minds. Great minds.
Can we end the movie now? Or can this be over?
This fucking general's like, who is this or whatever? And Rambo, classic line, goes, your worst nightmare. Pretty fantastic. And then they're like fighting in this cave. Did anybody else notice this cave looks exactly like that cave level in GoldenEye 64?
Yeah, sure.
It's like, I think they modeled that after this.
This is how you look at the world.
Yeah.
Everything is a Dr. Doke to you.
So they're about to leave. They leave the hole. They've killed this number two. They think they're in the clear. Like, ooh, there's the Pakistani border. We've made it.
Right.
You know what?
This is where the Red Army comes in.
Yes.
And then the Dothraki. Sorry.
We did this out of order. Yeah.
The Red Army just shows up. There's a billion tanks, 1,000 soldiers.
You're not leaving. This is over.
This is also where it's fucked up because, yes, we flipped it out of order.
Yeah, sure.
He kills this guy. He breaks his neck and blows up. It's fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of them, him and Krenna, are walking out, and it's kind of like the end of Jaws.
Yes.
When Dreyfus and Scheider are like just joking as they have to like swim back to shore.
Yeah.
Like Rambo's like, hey, what day is it? And Krenna's like, it's Saturday.
Well, we gotta walk back to Pakistan now, huh?
Ooh. Who are you assassinating next weekend?
Noriega.
But yes, here comes the entire Red Army, and they're like, well, I guess this is it. You want to go out fighting? And like the guy gives them all the chances of the world, like, give up, I will torture you. Like, no way, man. He's like, fine, I will. I have a helicopter. I will miss you and your compatriot a billion times right now.
Classic exchange between Troutman and John Rambo, oh, right please, here, please, though, please. Because like Steve said, the Russian general makes all these threats. To which Krenna goes, "What do you say, John?"
Yeah,
and John Rambo says, fuck them. And they just start firing wildly into the desert because they're nowhere near these guys.
Rambo around here does shoot a single arrow
that
blows up an entire helicopter.
That's pretty impressive.
One of the bomb arrows that are expensive in Zelda.
Yes, they're very expensive
in
Zelda.
They are. It's
too
ridiculous.
Much.
I wasted those.
We get Rambo on horseback throwing a Molotov cocktail.
Yes, which is great. And then finally he gets inside of a tank.
Yep.
And you know what, dude? You know, you don't wear grenades. That seems really obvious.
Yes.
Never, if you, the whole purpose of being in a helicopter is that you don't have to go near the ground.
Right.
Yes. You can flying.
He's
so
like
close.
So fucking low. They're playing chicken. A tank and a helicopter should never play chicken.
And the fucking tank wins. He rams the gun part right through this fucking helicopter, and this general gets destroyed.
It's pretty awesome.
It makes no sense.
It
Stay
makes no
up there.
Sense, but it is awesome.
It is awesome. I agree. Everyone's correct in this instance. And he blows him to high hell, and he's dead. And
the Dothraki come, and everyone's happy.
they cross into Pakistan, and there's the kid who somehow lives is like, oh, won't you stay, help us fight the war? And he's like, you know what, buddy, nah.
You're good. You need education. No, that's not going to be happening.
Hey, if you're ever in New York, look me up sometime. One World Trade. Adios.
Oh god.
We've got good Pakistani food
there,
too.
Oh, wait, what? You're actually from Saudi Arabia, huh? Wild.
Here's a question I had. It might be the most important question of the movie. So both of them, Rambo and Troutman, have this harrowing experience in the Middle East. Yeah. You know,
they fall in love a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, they find love along the way, but a lot of gunfire, a lot of torture, a lot of lighting off gunpowder inside ourselves. They get to like this Jeep that they're going to drive off into the sunset with, and Krenna immediately takes the driver's seat. My question was, after such a harrowing experience, how do you decide who's driving?
Well, it's because Krenna has the fake Afghani license.
Oh, that makes sense.
They're going to go to the convenience store and get some beer with it before they hightail it out of here. Exactly.
Also, you might not think so, but he has the bigger kill count. So seniority wins.
He's got millions.
He gets all of Rambo's kills. Those kills by
those assists count as kills. He's like, yeah, I assigned that guy to that mission. What was it? 10 kills?
And
those
again,
are
Rambo
mine.
Is brainwashed, and he's like, John, number 3 position. Yes, sir. And he gets in the passenger seat.
in like Virginia or whatever, he's got a black sedan, and he's got like he scratches a mark for every kill and assist, and it's like the whole thing is just scribbled.
It's just beautiful looking.
And we get some comedy here, too, because Rambo's like, you know, what the fuck is going on? And Krenna goes, I think we're getting soft, John. I think we're getting soft. And Rambo's like, maybe a little.
Because he has a moment with the kid. He's like, guess we're getting soft, John. You should have killed that kid.
You should have cut that kid from fucking throat to scrote, Big Daddy. Krenna.
What did I teach you, Johnny?
How the fuck does Kurtwood Smith not come back for an epilogue of some kind?
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Bring the K-Man back.
Just if he was behind it all somehow.
Or, like, have him drive across into Pakistan, and he's just there. It's like, I knew you'd do it, bud.
Yeah, or he's like, hey, Troutman, Rambo, you're not going to believe this, credits.
Got a RoboCop.
You mash
RoboCop and Rambo together.
Yes.
Why not?
It's surprising that some like low-tier comic book company hasn't done that already.
RoboCop domestic policy, Rambo foreign policy.
Oh, man, switching places. Like, you do my job, and I will do yours.
Oh, no, that's what happens. RoboCop and Rambo are roommates, and all of a sudden, Rambo gets possession of a haunted idol.
Yes.
They both touch it at the same time.
Oh, sure. Oh,
yeah.
You do not understand how hard I have it. Yeah, well, you don't understand how hard. What?
And they switch bodies.
Hey, I don't care what's on the chore wheel.
Dude, yeah, fucking RoboCop would have it up to here rooming with John Rambo. He's like, all right, I'm sick and tired of cleaning feces off this coffee table.
This is the Odd Couple or whatever, right?
Totally.
I don't want to go to high school in Joliet.
Pubes in the shower, creep. Clean them up. Do those dishes. No, I gotta write. I'm a sports writer. I got a deadline to. God damn it, Rambo. There was a sock on the door.
I was getting my piston off.
I'm in here fucking a computer.
Alex Murphy lost his life and limbs, and then his wife threw him out.
They're all the same, Murphy. They are all the same.
Everyone listening would watch that show.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
I think the entire world. I think we might achieve world peace.
I think even in Afghanistan, dude. I think the Afghan people would love that show.
Yeah, there'll be murals of RoboCop and Rambo. And like it will change the planet.
Just like American Idol.
Oh, fuck, man. That is Rambo 3. Would anybody recommend it?
No. I mean, I really like First Blood a lot, and I just have no interest in any of these subsequent Rambo films. I mean, like, there's a lot of good kills. You know what I mean? You give me a fucking YouTube video cutting up these kills, I'm into it, but that's it.
No, it's boring as shit. Yes. I'm sorry. It's too much. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. It's too little. But it is. It's just too much fucking garbage before I see somebody get killed in this goddamn movie.
Yeah.
It's not fucking worth it. No, absolutely not.
I am actually going to recommend it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
In honor of 4th of July, which is tomorrow.
Well, yes, I guess. But it is the third best Rambo film. I think it's better than Rambo 2008.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's like. This movie's built like a movie in the start. Like, it feels like a movie.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's slow and the kills are kind of repetitive, but I had fun enough watching it.
I think I 100% agree with Eric. I would recommend this movie. I think actually its boring factor helps it in the hangover movie department.
All right.
Because you'll get sort of lulled to sleep because it's boring as sin for like 60% of it. And then you wake up when all the explosions are happening and you're feeling well-rested, ready to rock and roll, take on the day, maybe start drinking again, who knows?
Yeah, and it's a watch-it. It's a watch-it, Chris Cabin. This could never be made today.
It's not a watch-it.
This could never be made today, and that qualifies...
It's a wise-it at tops, but not...
Wise-it!
Okay, so it's a wise-it, but that it classifies as never would be made today.
I think it's also incredibly fascinating to just look at it from the standpoint of, like, wow, how times have changed.
Well, the Krennic speech alone is a bizarre historical document.
Yeah.
He's like, wouldn't it be stupid for anyone to invade Afghanistan?
Yes, exactly.
It's just amazing. Like,
how could these congressmen and presidents not fucking know Rambo 3?
Hey, Poppy, I went to the video store, but they didn't have Rambo 3. Guess I'll never learn a lesson from it.
God damn it, boy, you gotta watch Rambo 3 before you watch Rambo 4.
Yeah, maybe back in the Bush years, it could never have been made, but this was already made. It was made again in 12 Strong, the Horse Soldiers.
But that's based on a true story.
Yes, they adapted to real life.
Yeah, but that...
Art imitates life, etc.
Did anyone watch the 12 Horse Guys?
I watched part of it from a plane.
Wow.
I watched 12.
Wait, from a plane? Was I playing on the ground?
No, I was also in the plane. Yeah, that's weird. I watched it on
You
a
were in
plane.
A helicopter watching down.
I was on the wing, like the gremlin in Twilight.
But the Americans, I wish they just turned the laptop a little bit so I could see it.
In that movie, the Americans are the Soviets, though, basically, right? I mean...
Yeah, we're invading Afghanistan.
Is there a Rambo-esque man in there?
It's Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, but it's all part of it. It's all like team horse shit.
Yeah, but it's all like jerking off horses in the desert, dude.
Well, right? It's because the horses could get places that like, you know, jeeps and shit.
But they
could
need it. More horses, right? Because they only have like 11 and they
Michael
need 12.
Michael Shannon's
so
your Richard Crenna in that, so.
Oh, no, that's true. The beginning of the movie, there's 11 horses. And they have to go find the 12th horse, which is a retired horse.
Oh, right.
He has to get back in the game. He's got a horse wife.
An old wise horse.
You're going to need 12 horses. That's Rambo 3 from 1988, directed by Peter MacDonald. If you want more WHM, check out our website, whmpodcast.com, or find us over on the HeadGum Network.
You know what, by the way?
What?
Do not check out our website. Check out our Patreon page, patreon.com.
Sure.
/WeHateMovies. There are exclusive bonus episodes on there. We've done such as Man of Steel, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, Jurassic World. My
yes,
God. And
right.
This month,
Jungle to right, Jungle.
Jungle to, there's, it's an embarrassment of riches that sure. is unlocked. You also get like, I don't know, 22 plus fucking animation damnations, access to the back archive with all the ads edited out.
Yeah, sometimes you're like, didn't they do an episode on X? And we're like, yeah, but it's in the archives, yes. Man. Can't help you.
Yeah, exactly. You have to check it out. At least go to the Patreon page and look it over. Decide if it's right for you. What is our exclusive episode this month on the Patreon?
Well, it kind of ties into what we're doing next week. So the exclusive episode is America's Sweethearts.
Ugh.
Yeah.
By the way, we already recorded that. That is like an all-timer episode.
It just might be.
I'm not exaggerating. It might be my favorite thing we've done.
Ooh, wow.
Look at that.
It was the only time I had fun doing this.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, and what is our episode next week that ties into it?
Next week on this very program, on the main feed, we call it, it's The Runaway Bride. We're doing another Julie movie.
It's the Summer of Julie.
Summer of Julie, man.
So
like
you got
that.
Julie on Patreon. You got Julie next week. And you had Julie a couple weeks ago with Ocean's 12.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
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 Ocean's 12 Horses.
So until next week with Runaway Bride, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadak.
Chris Cavan.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.